Okay, so I'll continue on then. At the end of the last session, I was talking about how Cain was inspired by Satan to kill his brother Abel.
我们刚刚上一节呢，在提到就是该隐如何被撒旦引诱而杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
Now that story is brought out in Genesis chapter 4. That's where we read about that event.
而这个事件呢，在创世纪的第四章里面有很详细的描述。
But in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 12, we see that John talks about this as well.
而在约翰一书三章十二节呢，他也同样也提到了这件事。
And he mentions that Cain was of the evil one.
而在这个约翰一书的三章十二节所提到的呢，就是该隐他是被这个恶者所引诱。
And he's given an example of a person who's been inspired by evil, being inspired by Satan to do evil, and in this case, sin, which was murder.
这就是在提到就是人类常有可能是被这些恶者，也就是撒旦所引诱去做坏事。而在这一个案例呢，是个坏事很坏，是把人给杀了。
Now remember, there is a difference between sin and evil, and the difference is actually quite clear, but the two can overlap.
我们要了解罪跟恶这两个字的差异，但是它也很可能是重叠的同一个事件。
You have to remember that evil is the policy of Satan. So evil is anything designed by Satan to go against the plan of God.
所以我们要了解就是这个恶呢，其实是由撒旦就是他要去为了去反抗上帝，反抗神，他所做的所有的策略。
But sin is what we do personally. So, you know, when you do a sin,this is where you're going directly against one of the, not necessarily the plan of God, but you're going against the will of God, for your behavior, for your thoughts, and for your speech, and for your behavior.
而所谓的罪呢，则是以我们个人呢，我们做了一些事，或者是一些想法，不属神的，我们就称之为罪，就是跟神所希望我们做的不一样的，那就叫做罪。
And for example, that we see with this incident here is that Satan was evil and he was trying to prevent the birth of the Savior. He was trying to stop God's plan in terms of the Savior being born into the world.
所以我们要了解这个恶呢，是撒旦要破坏神的计划的事情。好，而现在我们刚刚在讲的这些事情呢，它就是要破坏神，要在我们人类的子嗣中诞生一个拯救者。那他就想要破坏这个计划，所以他就去引诱了该隐，让他去杀了他的弟弟亚伯。这个整个就变成了是他的恶者的要引诱人犯的一个罪。
Yeah, so yeah, the way that he thought that he could stop the Savior from being born was by inspiring Cain to kill his brother. And even at the time, actually, murder hadn't been declared a sin by God. It wasn't until after the event that he declared it. But, you know, regardless of whether God declares it or not, it was still a sin.
自从该隐杀了亚伯他的这个谋杀的事件呢，神才非常清楚的宣告说谋杀是一个罪。你不应该犯这样的罪。
Okay, so yeah, a lot of people murder and they don't really have, they don't have the evil intent. You know, the murder is just because they have a murder lust. They like to see people die, for example. And so they kill people. This is sin. So we're not talking about evil here. The guy might not be evil. He's just sinful in that he has this murder lust.
So are you saying that evil is a strategy?It's more intention.
It can be, but then you can actually be involved in evil without the intent. Because you don't know what Satan's plan is. I'll give you another example. The one I think is a little bit clearer is you have people that aren't gay, but they get involved in the gay movements. So they're not doing the sin, but they're involved in the evil. See, they're supporting gay people and they say that, you know, gays should get married and gays can have the rights to live together.You know, to be married, but that they're not gay themselves. So in that case, they're not doing the sin, but they're involved in the evil.
啊 ，Tim 想要跟我们让我们更了解，就是罪跟恶的一个差异性哈、啊，就说像比如说有的时候有这个同性恋的游行，那有一些人呢，他们去支持同性恋的游行，来代表他们支持同性恋，并不是他们自己在做这个变成一个同性恋，所以他们支持的这个动作就可以称之为是一个恶啊，那但是他们自己却没有犯这个罪。
Okay, so yeah, that's sort of an example where you need to see the difference. Evil is Satan's policy to get people against God's plan, whereas sin is just you're responding to the sin nature.
所以我们要了解，就是说，撒旦呢常常会用他的这个恶当作是他的一个策略啊，来让人引诱人去犯罪。
Yeah, now in terms of Satan inspiring Cain to kill his brother.He was probably just playing on Cain's emotions and saying, look, you're really angry and God was unjust against you. And if you want to really feel better about this, you need to kill your brother. That will make you feel good. Perhaps. I'm just suggesting, but he's just encouraging Cain to get involved in sin.
而像这个该隐呢，他在当时呢，也许他本来只有生气，非常的生气，就是神为什么不喜欢他的这个献祭，却喜欢他弟弟的献祭。所以呢，撒旦呢就利用他的这个生气的状态，一个非常情绪化的状态呢，就放在他耳边，就在那边讲说，哦，你如果杀了你的弟弟，你会感觉好很多啊，就用这种方式呢，就让这个该隐去杀了。引诱该隐去杀了亚伯。
Yeah, I don't think Satan was going to sit down with Cain and explain to him about the angelic conflict and say, well, you know, we need to stop the Messiah from coming, and therefore you need to kill your brother.
你可以想象，撒旦绝对不会去告诉该隐说，哦，你这个是我们这个天使的征战呢、啊，我们要想办法把人类给这个断绝后世。他绝对不会去讲这些，他只是利用了这个该隐的情绪化的状态，然后给了他一个非常恶劣的一个想法，来引诱该隐犯罪。
Yeah. And getting back to the way that he killed his brother, it seems that he just picked up the knife.Abel had made the sacrifice already. He'd used a knife, and it looks like it was a special knife that he used to make the sacrifice, to kill his animal, and to offer that up to God. And that was called a sphago.
好，我们现在要了解，就是说，在当时的情况是什么呢？就是亚伯他呢，对，拿了一个动物来献祭。所以他手边呢是有一个专门为了献祭杀这个牲畜而有的一个刀子，就是献祭的刀。所以他用这个该隐呢就顺手就拿了那把刀杀了亚伯。
Okay, and you can see another form of that word sphago. That's the word they use for kill. And 1 John 3:19, we have the word sphage, which means butchery of animals for food or for sacrifice.
啊、这边有特别把这个 sphago 这个字呢，这个献祭的刀的这个字呢，又再做了一个解释，就是它是这种屠宰刀，是专门用来杀动物的，或者是杀献祭的动物的。
Yeah, so we can also imagine that when Cain was thinking about how to kill his brother, I think Satan probably helped him along there.But the knife was there, the knife was ready because he'd seen Abel make his sacrifice. And he realized that if you take a knife and you stick it into an animal, the animal is dead. So if I take the knife and stick it into my brother, he'll be dead.
因为这个杀动物的这个屠宰刀在现场，而且呢，也只有这样子的刀可能是容易杀死人的。所以呢，该隐就用了那个刀。
Yeah, and there must have been a lot of blood because we see the Lord saying that your brother's blood is calling up from the dead.
而且呢，圣经里面也提到说，这个谋杀是造成非常多的血，那个血就遍满了地。而且这也就是后来这个血对神哭诉啊，所以神才知道亚伯死了。
Yeah. And actually, we don't see anywhere in that section in Genesis 4, which says that Cain was feeling sorry for what he did. You know, most people, if they murder, and especially if they're being told afterwards they're wrong, they would feel some regret. But we never see that Cain felt any regret.
而在圣经里有一个特别地方，也看到就是说该隐他杀了亚伯之后，圣经里完全没有提到说他有感觉到他是觉得很对不起亚伯，他显然都没有这样子的感受。
In fact, he was trying to justify himself and trying to hide from his sin. He's saying, well, you know, I'm not responsible for my brother. And then you see in Genesis 4:12, verse 13, when God describes the punishment that's to be given to him, he said, oh, the punishment is too much for me.
而且呢，甚至在这个创世纪四章十二十三节里面呢，神天父跟他讲说，你应该要受到处罚。然后该隐还说，这样的处罚对我来讲太严重了。他说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。
So like a typical arrogant person, he's not taking responsibilities for his sins. He actually probably thinks that he's done the right thing. And then when God is explaining the punishment, he says, well, that's not fair.
这就是那种所谓的最标准的那种自以为是的人哦。他居然做了这么坏的事情，还认为这个对他，神给他的处罚太重，他对他不公平。这是很标准的这个傲慢。骄傲自以为是的人他们的思维。
He might have even made the excuse that he could say to the Lord, well, you never told me before that I can't kill my brother, because there wasn't a rule before then. The rule against murder came after.
他甚至没有跟神说，哦，你之前没有告诉我说我不可以杀我弟弟。
But anyway, so what we do see is that, yeah, Satan is trying to stop the line.And he was using Cain. Cain became an agent of Satan because he hadn't been learning truth. He wasn't even a believer, obviously, because he was offering up the vegetable sacrifice. So he wasn't a believer and he wasn't learning truth. And so it was very easy for him to get sucked in to Satan's plan and to become an agent of Satan.
所以我们从这个故事里面呢，可以很明显的看到，该隐呢，他显然不是一个顺服或者是相信神的人。他没有按照神的教导要做这个动物的献祭，他就拿了植物的这些他种的植物，就想要按照自己的意思去献祭了。所以呢，当他是不信而且不愿意顺服不愿意学习的一个人的时候呢，他很容易就会受到撒旦这个恶的影响，然后去犯下各种各样的罪。
He was just totally outside of God's plan. You know, he wasn't accepting responsibility for his decisions and for his actions. And now Cain is right now, he's in torments and he's going to the lake of fire.
而该隐呢，他很明显的就是完全不受教导，不顺服于教导，然后就是任意而为，然后他就犯下了这样大的罪，那他现在当然是在地狱里等着最后的审判，然后会去到这个火湖里被烧死。
Okay, but we also see from this also that, you know, God is always going to be faithful. So despite the evil of Satan and how he can use people, God is going to be faithful to bring his plan about.And that brings us back to Genesis 6, where God is saying, I will establish my covenant with you, talking to Noah.
而我们的神呢，却是永远信实的，就是他这个没有受到这个撒旦的这些恶劣的策略的影响，他依然呢，给我们一个应许，就是在这个亚当夏娃的后代将会有一个人类的救主会诞生。
Okay, I think that's enough for now.Did you have any questions you want to ask?
No.
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
好，那我们现在今天的课程先到这边，我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the lesson that you can provide for us today.
感谢天父今天给我们提供的这样的一堂课程。
And we pray that as we do think about these things, that we can see your faithfulness in our lives.
我们会非常认真的祷告，并且想着默想你对我们的一向以来的信实。
and be encouraged to stay away from sin and evil.
而让我们能够有勇气远离这些罪恶。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.